The Berkshire County unemployment rate is now tied with the statewide average at 5.8%, according to the most recent figures for the month of May, released by the state's Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development. The numbers, though, have not been seasonally adjusted. The rate for Berkshire County in April also marks an unemployment rate not lower than 6% since 2008. Currently, the national unemployment rate sits at 8.2%. A reflection of the improving numbers can also be seen in the area's housing market, which is seeing a rise, particularly in the northern half of the county, including North Adams, says Chapin Fish, president of the Berkshire County Board of Realtors.
Year over year, they're looking at a 32% increase in the number of homes already sold and an increase in the dollar volume as well.
Fish explained that the Berkshire housing market is typically divided, with more first-time home buyers in the north and second homes in the south. Fish mentioned that the numbers for the northern first-time buyers are doing well and haven't seen an increase quite like this since the 2010 first-time home buyers tax credit. In the south, the market now seems to be picking up as well.
South County was lagging up until recently behind North County and Central County this year, but now we've seen a pretty dramatic increase in the number of pending home sales. They're up 24%.
The Berkshire County economy is more divided as well, with more of the single large employers in the north and central county and more self-employed people located in the south. Chapin Fish says that the improving real estate market has an effect on the self-employed, whose improved business may not be reflected in the overall unemployment numbers.
There's a lot of plumbers and electricians and landscape guys and carpenters that their livelihood depend on the second home market. And as we're seeing those increases, I've been hearing that they're getting busier. They're taking on more people. And I think that sort of goes beyond the employment numbers that have been going in the right direction.
The Mass Benchmarks editorial board released a statement today on the health of the Massachusetts economy. They said that considering factors such as strains in the state and federal governments and their cutting jobs and worrying employers, the European debt crisis, and uncertainty in other overseas markets, the economy in Massachusetts is struggling but improving. Michael Goodman, co-editor of Mass Benchmarks and associate professor of public policy at UMass Dartmouth.
We're growing relatively well, adding jobs, the unemployment rate is dropping, the housing market appears to be stabilizing, all good signs. We still have a long way to go before we're back to full recovery. We're about 25% below our pre-recession peak or 2007 peak in employment.
But if an improving real estate market can be correlated to an improving economy, Chapin Fish is optimistic.
Instead of it being just a buyer's market, we're seeing more equity between buyers and sellers.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.